Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Beyond presents Fragments, Play of the Saxons by the Unknown. Good title. Actually, it's a terrible title. We don't know what the actual title for this play is, and we don't have a precise date for it either. Play of the Saxons is as it's referenced in Wiggin's British Drama Catalogue, and the date is sometime prior to 1620, when this little scrap of text was noted in the commonplace book of Philip Powell. The location of this performance is Bristol, and presumably the Wine Street Playhouse, which has been operating for most of the Jacobean period and will close with the passing of King James. Coincidence? Yes, it is. We effectively don't get any dialogue from the play itself, which frankly could be about anything. The reference to Saxons not really coming directly from a source. We get here recorded two things spoken during a performance, but only the first two might be licensed dialogue in a play. The anecdote records these two lines as extempore, but anyone who has played the clown will know just because it looks unscripted doesn't mean it wasn't. Anyway, Powell's commonplace account starts thusly. One Kendall, a fool in a stage play in Bristol, being merry, acting the part of the vice, spake extempore as followeth, in dispraise of the noble Britons.
If thou art a Briton born, it fits thee to wear the horn.
John Briton, apprentice of one Thomas Dean of Bristol, his reply to Kendall twas as followeth.
A Briton's name I truly bear. I leave the horn for thee to wear. The horn becomes the Saxon's best. I kiss thy wife, suppose the rest.
Kendall the Saxon, put to silence. So, what we get is an heckling incident. And so, the story goes. The audience member John Briton gets one over on the clown, though, as with such stories, I doubt the heckler really got the upper hand. They are trained professionals, you know. According to Wiggins, if William Kendall was the man and performing for Palsgrave's men, then it was performed in late 1617. William Kendall had a reputation for off-the-cuff wit, and it might be more likely that the story has got a bit muddled in the telling, attaching itself to a famous wit who a normal bloke in Bristol bested. And that's it for this fragment of an incident from during a lost or unknown play, which I suppose makes this the lostest of fragments we've ever done, unless it happened during a play that we do have and we just don't know where it goes. This fragment can be found in the Records of Early English Drama Bristol volume and on the Lost Plays database. Link to that in the show description. If you'd like more on the Wine Street Theatre, then I can recommend Callan Davies' book, What is a Playhouse?, which has a section on the playhouse there. Till next time, I leave you with the fragment once again performed by Alva Casey as Kendall and Aleke Chapel as John Briton. Goodbye.
If thou art a Briton born, it fits thee to wear the horn.
A Briton's name I truly bear. I leave the horn for thee to wear. The horn becomes the Saxon's best. I kiss thy wife, suppose the rest. Oh. Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this or other episodes of the podcast, consider leaving us a review on your podcatcher of choice, or supporting us directly on our Patreon, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or perhaps throw in a one-off donation on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare.